This is the Cup of Confidence podcast for ambitious women in business who are sick and tired of getting in their own way and holding themselves back. I'm Helen Walker and I'll be sharing all the mindset and confidence hacks that you need to know so that you can get out of your own way, face your fears and step out of that comfort zone so that you can create an extraordinary life and business that you absolutely love. I'll show you how to remove those pesky mindset gremlins that cause you to doubt yourself and play small, so that you can see that anything is possible. It's time to transform from serial procrastinator to unstoppable action taker, because life is way too short to be held back by self-doubt. Welcome to A Cup of Confidence. Today I wanted to talk to you about the importance of investing in yourself. And this is something that I learned the hard way. So when I first started my business, I was terrified to invest any sort of resources, time, energy, money into investing in myself and my business. And I've realized actually over the years, I could have been so much further forward in my business had I just changed my thinking, changed my mindset about what it means to invest in myself. And one of the biggest things that I see, particularly women neglecting, is investing in their own personal development. And I'm not talking about developing new skills for your business. So when I first started my business, I wanted to learn all I could about marketing and how to run a business and how to use social media so that I could get more clients. So I did invest in that kind of stuff. But what I neglected and what I've realized now was some of the most important work I've ever done was around my own personal development and my own mindset. When I first started out, this is my second business. When I first started out in business, I had no idea about this mindset thing or like self-belief or confidence. I didn't know that confidence was something that you could develop. I didn't know that confidence was a skill that you could learn. Just like you learn Spanish or how to make a souffle or, you know, anything you want to learn. I had no idea that self-belief and confidence were things that you could learn. So I just accepted that that's how I was, that I was a bit shy and, you know, I'd struggled to put myself out there and I'd really struggle with making sales calls because I didn't have this thing called confidence that I saw other women have, that I just concluded that, well, that's just, you know, that's how they're born. That's just them and that's just how I am. So I had no idea that this was something that I could get help with. I had no idea that somebody could show me some extremely simple tools and hacks and strategies that I could implement to change how I thought. Like, I didn't know this was a thing. I didn't know you could change what was in your mind. I didn't know you could change how you thought. I didn't know that you had all these subconscious beliefs, mindset gremlins holding you back that caused this self-doubt. I had no idea that this was even a thing. And then I read up about brain plasticity. And this idea fascinated me, that I could actually reprogram my mind to take out all of the negative stuff and all of the stuff that held me back. And I could totally change my mindset. I could totally change my outlook on life. And I could totally, totally transform my confidence. This, to me, blew my mind. Now, unfortunately, I didn't learn that this was a thing until I had my second business, my coaching business. And I started out as a career coach. It was like an obvious step from my recruitment business. And I started doing career coaching. And it wasn't until I started working with these people that I realised helping them find a new job or upskilling or taking their careers to the next level wasn't because they didn't know how to do it. They didn't physically know how to go and find a new job. It was because they lacked confidence and they lacked self-belief. So all these people that started coming to me, I changed how I started to work with them. And I, rather than say, well, this is how you go and find a new job and this is how you write a CV and this is how you write a covering letter, I started to introduce them to this idea that what needed to change was the way they thought and their mindset, and introduce them to all of this story that they told themselves about their ability to get a new job, to be a leader, to be a CEO. And I realized that by giving them these tools, these same tools that I had learned that transformed my confidence and my self-belief, by giving them these tools, they were then able to go and achieve all what they wanted. So, you know, they started like nailing interviews and sailing through like job applications and, you know, getting every job that they went for. And it's because they had this newfound self-belief. And then I started to help women in business and, you know, women who wanted to not only move jobs, but completely transform their careers and start their own businesses. And again, you know, there was a few things that I explained to them about how to get going, or maybe some of the marketing stuff I'd learned. There was that, those little bits that I was giving to these people. But actually, again, it wasn't because they didn't know what to do. They were already doing that stuff. They already knew how to, you know, put a business plan in place, or they knew how to use Facebook to promote their business. But they weren't doing it. They knew exactly what they wanted to do. Loads of them had already been on courses to teach them how to, you know, be great marketeers or use social media to get new clients. They already had that knowledge under their belt, but they still weren't making this business a reality, or they'd have a business, but they weren't really bringing in the money that they wanted. And every single time I asked them, okay, you know, what are you going to do? How are you going to do it? Every one of them knew the answers. But the reason they weren't doing it is because they didn't have the confidence and they didn't have the self-belief. And that was the only thing that was stopping them. So they had, like, very much like I had in the early days, they had this story that they were telling themselves that nobody would buy their stuff. Nobody would pay that price. They weren't intelligent enough. Who were they to call themselves an expert? Who's going to buy from them? You know, who would be interested in what they had to offer? There's millions of people doing what I'm doing. Why would anybody be interested in me? And actually, when I got them to change this story, when I got them to see the negative ways that they were thinking and holding themselves back and causing them to play small, when we started to reprogram that mindset and change that belief system by just implementing a few changes, a few little confidence hacks that are really, really easy when you know how, and supporting them on that journey and helping them to transform into this business owner rather than this, you know, somebody who didn't take action, this procrastinator, and helping them realize when they were self-sabotaging. When they could see all of that for themselves and it wasn't hidden in their subconscious thinking, that's when everything started to change for these women. And they started to go from procrastinator and holding themselves back and doubting themselves to being unstoppable and going out and taking action and still facing their fears. They still had fear. You know, it's natural that we have fear. We can't get rid of that feeling, but taking action anyway and stepping out of their comfort zone anyway. And it was then that I realized that this is what people need. This is what people really need to invest in. So it doesn't matter if you invest in the best marketing course or the best social media course or the best business course. If you don't have the confidence and the self-belief and that rock solid mindset to be able to implement this stuff, then really it's a complete waste of time doing all of these courses, because you're never going to do anything with them. You're never going to put yourself out there. You're never going to show up and do a Facebook Live or on Instagram, or, you know, voice your opinion or pitch to someone to be a guest on their podcast or a guest in their membership and do an expert talk or all of these things that all of them knew that that's what they needed to do to grow their business and take it to the next level and generate this financial independence that they were all so desperate to have. They were never going to do that unless they invested time and money and resources into developing their mindset and building this confidence and changing the way that they thought. And this is why I get so passionate about what I do, and which is why I'm on a mission to help 10,000 women across the world to change their mindset. Because I've learned from my own experience and helping the hundreds of women grow their own business that unless you have that belief in yourself, unless you have that confidence, unless you can get rid of that self-doubt, those mindset gremlins, that story that pops up every time you're about to do something new, a task that's going to grow your business, every time you try and do it and step out your comfort zone, those little mindset gremlins, inevitably, because it's how we're wired, will pop up and make you doubt yourself. And they'll be so strong, they'll be so loud, that you will believe these thoughts to be absolute truth about your ability. And you'll conclude that you're not good enough, that you're not ready, that you're not intelligent enough, that nobody's going to be interested. And that is the stuff that kills dreams. Those mindset gremlins are the reason that you've either not started that business, or you're not making the success of it and you're not making the money out of it that you truly, really could. It's not because you don't know what you're doing or you don't have the ability. It's because you have an old story that needs decluttering. These pesky mindset gremlins need removing so that you can move forward and you can create anything. Once you get rid of these mindset gremlins and you have a story that pushes you forward, that's when everything changes. That's when you start taking action. That's when you start pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. That's when the new clients start knocking on your door. That's when you start charging the high prices. That's when you have a waiting list. That's when you launch that course. That's when you launch that podcast. Because you believe that it's going to work. And you take the action required to make it happen. So if you're sat there right now thinking, this is me. I have this story. I tell myself I'm not good enough. I put all these barriers in place. I have all this mindset chatter. I have all these mindset gremlins stopping me. Then now is the time to do something about it. So invest in somebody like me. Get a coach. Get them to help you to see what story you're telling yourself and how you're holding yourself back. Get yourself a book. Go on the internet. Watch YouTube videos. Just look at what you need to do to transform that mindset. Because I guarantee, once you get rid of those mindset gremlins, and yes, you're going to have to invest some time, you're going to have to invest some money, but it's going to be the best investment that you make in yourself and your business. But the trouble is, it's the same mindset gremlins that cause us to doubt ourselves and procrastinate that also make us believe that we're not worthy of that investment. We're not worthy of getting support. We're not worthy in investing in a coach, in investing in somebody that can help us shift this thinking. So if that's you, I just want you to really think about, okay, what do I want this business to look like? What is my ultimate goal? How much money do I want to be making? What kind of life do I want? What kind of role model do I want to be for my children? And then think, okay, what support do I need? Is it a case of I need more business knowledge? Is it a case of I need more marketing support? Is it a case of I need more mindset work? Whatever it is, get the help that you need because you are worthy of that investment. And without it, you are going to really, really struggle to take your business to the next level. I really hope that this episode was useful. And if you're sat there thinking, cripes, this is me. This is what's holding me back. It's the mindset chatter. It's the self-doubt. It's the mindset gremlins. Then I would love to invite you to come over and join my free Facebook group, also called A Cup of Confidence, where you'll find loads of hints, tips, confidence hacks to get you started on that mindset journey and transform all those out-of-date beliefs into ones that propel you forward. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can come over and join us. And I'll see you there. See you next week. Bye.